Funeral and memorial services are not only important for those left behind, but maybe as important for the new traveler in afterlife. Could you say some more about supporting a dead person? What kind of support and how long? Years. There's a question. And how long? Question. Years. Question. Does human support matter, or does karma of each individual take care of it? I think that the reality is, there's, you know, the boundaries between life and death, and between us as individuals, particularly when there's strong bonds of care and love, then there's a tuning in that happens, and that kind of the boundary between life and death is a bit blurry, and so of course if one is a committed nihilist, then it doesn't really mean much, but certainly in a traditional Buddhist culture, and my own kind of experiences, then I think the it's certainly the function of ritual, funerals, memorials, other types of ritual, are to bring people together, and then to and particularly in terms of a memorial service or funerals, it isn't just for the people who are left behind, but also for that person. It's also, say, like why in Thailand, when somebody normally cremation is the general standard after somebody passes away, but if somebody has had a violent death, a sudden death, or suicide, then they'll keep the body for usually at least a year and maybe longer, so that there's a tangible reminder for that person, because either there's been a confusion at the time of death, or some kind of emotional trauma at the time of death, so one wants to be able to allow them to recognize that they've actually died, because that's it's important for a person who's passed away to be able to integrate that, and then to be able to go on, and so that they'll keep the bodies usually for a year, two, three, and then do a cremation later. But all that time, they'll be doing dedications of merit, dedications of blessings, making offerings in the name of that person. And one monk I know who was his name was Lumpa Panyananda. He was a very well-known teacher, speaker of Dhamma, and very much a person who spoke out against empty ritual and superstition in Thai Buddhist culture. He often stepped on people's toes a bit, he felt that was really important, because there can be too much superstition. I remember sitting and talking with him one day, and he's saying, "You know, sometimes people think these ceremonies of dedication of merit and blessings after death are just superstitious." He said, "But I've talked to too many people who've had very strong experiences, and he said, "It was just last year, it was somebody that a relative, he comes from the south of Thailand, and of course many of the southerners are fishermen, and this person's boat was sunk at sea, and his other crew members drowned, and he was the only person who survived. And so all his family thought that he had died, but he was actually floating around out on the sea, and had some. He was able to survive for a week or 10 days or something before he was found and rescued. But because it the news had come, then his family had assumed that he was dead. And he said that all during that time, of course, he had tremendous thirst and hunger. He said, but that would always be allayed; it would always subside when the family coinciding with when the family was doing ceremonies and dedicating merit. And it, you know, is that mean it was directly there, or was it a knowledge that he knew that was happening? You know, I don't know. But that's something that he experienced. So that it does have a beneficial effect. And you know, I think that over one can shortly after somebody has passed away, then it's typical to do ceremonies up to a week, and then after 2 weeks, and then 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 50 days, 100 days. After a year, and then usually after that on an annual basis, so that's a typical a typical pattern.